It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
You're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Isn't it sweet to have someone care for us each and every single day? If you're listening to me, that means you are among the living this morning. And that is one special reason to be thankful. So I want you, regardless of what you are doing right now, I want you to begin to show that gratitude to the one who has made this possible. I want you to express your gratitude. You can do it in singing. You can do it in singing psalms, in hymns. You can dance to him. You can jump. You can shout. Regardless of the nature of your thanksgiving, you should give this thanksgiving to the one who has made this possible. I implore you to let God know how grateful you are. Lord Jesus, we have come with our hearts of thanksgiving, and we have come to say thank you. Thank you for all our listeners. Thank you for our families, our friends, our neighbors, the country, the nation, the continent. Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're welcome to the 11th day in the month of September 2024, and it's a beautiful Wednesday. This morning is definitely going to be an amazing morning, and that is one reason that we should add this to Thanksgiving. So if you're thanking God, thank him that it's going to be a beautiful Wednesday. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and this is the time of the day where we get to share our devotion, where we get to share, learn, and hear the Word of God. So if you're just joining us for the very first time and you're wondering what you're listening to, on this segment of our show, we take our devotion. So if you have been slacking in your devotion, this is another opportunity to take the devotion. So if you are always rushing out of the house, this is one opportunity to just tune in and just tap into the Word of God for each and every single day. God has a word for somebody every single day. That is why you have to connect every morning. So I'd like to specially welcome you, especially if you are here and you have lots of questions, you have issues on your mind, and you're just waiting for God to speak on this segment of our show. All the topics will touch one area of your life or the other. That is why I want to specially welcome you, because you are not here by coincidence or by mistake. This is a divine orchestration, so welcome. If you're a frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So grab your pens, your Bible, and remember to share. Share, 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 and let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, Eugenia Vassell of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, receiving prophecies. Receiving prophecies. Yesterday, we looked at rejecting negative prophecies, part 2. Today, we'll be looking at receiving prophecies. And our aim for today is aim 21, standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. A Bible in 1 year, I'll be taking from Daniel chapter 6 to chapter 8. Daniel from chapter 6 to chapter 8. A memory verse for today, I'll be taking from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 20. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 20, which says, despise not prophesying. Once again, our memory verse is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 20. despise not prophesying. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 1 to 17. 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 1 to 17. From chapter 1. 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 1 to 17. So from verse 1 will be taken. Then Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." So an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Look, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, could this thing be?" And he said, "In fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it." Now there were four leprous men at the entrance of the gate, and they said to one another, "Why are we sitting here until we die? If we say we will enter the city, the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die also. Now therefore, come, let us surrender to the army of the Syrians. If they keep us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall only die." And they arose at twilight to go to the camp of Syrians. And when they had come to the outskirts of the Syrian camp, to their surprise, no one was there. For the Lord had caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, the noise of a great army. So they said to one another, "Look, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to attack us." Therefore, they arose and fled at twilight and left the camp intact, their tents, their horses, and their donkeys, and they fled for their lives. And when these lepers came to the outskirts of the camp, they went into one of the tents and ate and drank and carried from it silver and gold and clothing, and went and hid themselves. Then they came back and entered another tent and carried some from there also, and went and hid it. Then they said to one another, "We are not doing right. This day is a day of good news, and we remain silent. If we wait until morning light, some punishment might come upon us. Now therefore, come, let us go and tell the king's household." So they went and called the gatekeeper of the city and told them, saying, "We went to the Syrian camp, and surprisingly, no one was there. Not a human sound, only horses and donkeys tied and the tent intact." And the gatekeeper called out, and they told it to the king's household inside. So the king arose in the night and said to his servants, "Let me now tell you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we are hungry, therefore they have gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, 'When they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get into the city.'" And one of his servants answered and said, "Please let several men take five of the remaining horses which they are left in the city. Look, they may either become like all the multitude of Israel that are left in it, or indeed I say, they may become like all the multitude of Israel left from those who are consumed. So let us send them and see." Therefore they took two chariots with horses, and the king sent them in the direction of the Syrian army, saying, "Go and see." And they went after them to the Jordan. And indeed, all the road was full of garments and weapons, which the Syrians had thrown away in their haste. So the messengers returned and told the king. Then the people went out and plundered the tents of the Syrians. So a seah of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. Now the king had appointed the officer on whose hand he leaned to have charge of the gate, But the people trampled him in the gate and he died, just as the man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Emmanuel today says, sometimes God gives prophecies that sound impossible to the human mind, and this makes some people doubt and miss out on them. When a prophecy seems too good to be true or difficult to believe, just keep quiet. Don't say anything against the prophecy, because if you do, you may never see it fulfilled. In today's Bible reading, the minister voiced his unbelief in Elisha's prophecy. The prophecy came to pass, but because of what he said, he did not live to experience it. What we say and or do after receiving a prophecy matters. God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 17 verse 4, Genesis chapter 17 verse 4, and Genesis chapter 26 from verse 3 to 4, that he would be a father of nations and that his children would be as many as the stars in the sky. At that time, he and his wife were already old and did not have any children. Even though Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness, in Genesis chapter 15 verse 6, the prophecy was not fulfilled immediately. When it appeared as if the prophecy was not going to come to pass, Sarah got Abraham to have a child with Hagar, a handmaiden. Despite this, God told him in Genesis chapter 17 verse 1 to walk before him and be perfect, and repeated the prophecy. This time, Abraham doubted in his heart in Genesis chapter 17 verse 17, but he did not speak out. Or did he try another alternative outside God's will? God instructed him to circumcise all the males in his house as a sign of his covenant with him. And Abraham obeyed. Although he doubted God in his heart, his words and actions did not express it. Later in Genesis chapter 18, God appeared to him, and 9 months after, Isaac was born. If your mouth and your actions don't negate God's promises for you, no matter how unbelievable those promises sound, you will see them come to pass. When God tells me something unbelievable, I immediately begin to repeat it to those who permit me to share it with. I don't give room for any human mind to process it and express doubts. I confess the prophecy repeatedly so that it becomes real to me. When God told me that he would build me a city, I could not even afford a small house, but I announced it to everyone who cared to hear. Today, he has fulfilled that prophecy. When he showed me trailers bringing in cows to feed the crowds that will be attending the programs, I announced it to people even though we did not have money to buy half a dozen cows. Today, that prophecy has been fulfilled as well. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, when God says something that seems too good to be true, repeat it with your mouth and you will see it come to pass. If this Open Heaven devotion has blessed you and you also like to bless somebody, to encourage and lift the soul of someone up, you can kindly do this by sharing. Remember, when you share, you might just be saving a soul. So how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our current and past Open Heaven devotionals. Click on anyone you like to listen to. You'll see the link above. Copy the link and send to somebody today. You can also download to keep listening every time you want to. You can also join us 7 a.m. GMT every single morning on our radio station to follow our programs back to back. 7 a.m. GMT on Praise Palace Radio, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the play on the online radio. You'll be able to listen live. Our mobile apps are also available for download for Android users and iPhone users on Play Store and Apple Store. Download Praise Palace Radio. This will give you access to this Open Heaven Hour as well as other amazing segments for the day. It promises to be exciting. It promises to be spirit-filled and entertaining as well. So we can't wait to have you join us. Please stay tuned for an information after this show. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Please remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. You can only come this far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.